More and more schools have law enforcement in the hallways. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, F. Chris Curran, assistant professor of public policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, discusses how this affects schools day to day.
Following recent school shootings, policymakers across the country have moved to increase law enforcement in schools. School resource officers, or SROs, may mitigate loss of life in an act of violence, but research raises concerns that they may also increase the use of exclusionary discipline practices like suspension. While the National Association of School Resource Officers recommends that SROs not be involved in formal discipline, research my colleagues and I have conducted suggests that not being involved in discipline may be in the eye of the beholder. In our study schools, views of SROs' involvement in discipline vary widely. In one district, over 90% of SROs and 3/4 of principals report that SROs do not participate in discipline. Yet, more than 8 in 10 teachers and parents report that they do. What explains these differences? It turns out that discipline is understood differently by different individuals. We find that SROs often view verbally reprimanding a student or talking to a misbehaving student as part of maintaining safety or an act of informal counseling, rather than discipline. In contrast, teachers may categorize such acts as discipline. Such ambiguity means that SROs in our study varied in how they interpreted the district policy that they not discipline. For one SRO, verbally correcting a student running in the hall was treading the lines of his job description, while for another, doing so was simply acting as any adult would to ensure the student's safety. In some cases, we found that these differences resulted in tension between school personnel and SROs with regard to how an SRO should approach misbehavior. Furthermore, across these schools, these differences could alter the likelihood that a student experiences a disciplinary consequence. As SROs expand to new settings, it is important for school and law enforcement leadership to consider the full range of SRO involvement in discipline. Broad policies stating that SROs should not be involved in discipline leave a lot of room for interpretation, and, as our research shows, such interpretation may not be consistent across all stakeholders.
That was F. Chris Curran of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.